This is Apollo Control at 63 hours, 8 minutes. Flight Director Glenn Lenny and his team of flight controllers are preparing to relieve the Maroon team headed by Flight Director Milton Windler. There will be no change of shift briefing following this shift change. The next change of shift briefing is estimated for 7:15 a.m. Central Daylight Time. We'll summarize the activities during this past 8 hours that the Maroon team has been on duty. Spacecraft was taken out of the passive thermal control mode shortly after this team came on duty. And Command Module Pilot Al Worden completed a series of ultraviolet photographs of the Earth. Shortly after that, Spacecraft Commander Dave Scott and the Lunar Module Pilot Jim Irwin entered the LEM for the second time during this mission. We did not have communication with the LEM, and the crew did not give us time hacks on entering or leaving the LEM. However, from the best cues that we do have, we believe they spent approximately 2 hours in the LEM. We saw the first LEM data at 57 hours and 2 minutes. Which would indicate that we think that they powered up soon after entering at that time. We took data for only about 5 minutes, and the flight controllers monitoring LEM systems reported they all looked good, the batteries are good, the supercritical helium pressures are good, the other cryogenic consumables look good on the LEM. We had a call from Dave Scott at 58 hours, 57 minutes when he was back in the command module. So it would appear that that he and Jim Irwin spent about 2 hours in the lunar module performing housekeeping and inspection chores. They reported later that they did find a few more pieces of glass from the shattered outer pane of the tape meter that was first reported yesterday, last night, during the first transfer into the LEM. They picked up a few pieces, a centimeter or so, and then with the vacuum cleaner picked up some smaller chips. They believe they've collected up to 70% of the glass. I believe they've gotten all that is practical. They commented that most of the glass appeared to be concentrated near the crew optical alignment site and up around the panel on the left side of the cockpit, and that the very tiny pieces, the small pieces, were drifting about. Shortly after we heard from Dave Scott on their return to the command module, the backup crew commander, astronaut Dick Gordon, passed up procedures for operating the service propulsion system, the big service module engine. Some updates on those procedures caused by the Delta V switch problem of day before yesterday. We also passed up the information that as a result of tests run so far here on the ground of the tape meter, we believe there will be no problem with its operation. Those tests are continuing. We're subjecting them to 5 PSI oxygen in a vacuum, and no problem so far during the test with the tape meter. We powered up some of the equipment in the SIM bay, the scientific instrument module, in the service module, primarily the cameras. Read out the data on those. That all looks good. Then at 61 hours, 15 minutes elapsed time, Dave Scott reported that as he was beginning to chlorinate the potable water on the command module, a leak developed in the chlorination port, a rather substantial leak. We advised them to turn off some regulators to reduce the pressure in the tank immediately, and then passed up a procedure which corrected the leak. Consisted of using two of the onboard tools, an Allen wrench and a ratchet, to tighten up the port. The leak is attributed to the backing out of a nut which holds some washers in that port. The crew seemed pleased that they got the procedure fairly rapidly. And for that, they can thank the subsystem manager for the Command and Service Module crew station. His name is Chris Perner, P-E-R-N-E-R, from the Flight Crew Integration Division here at the Manned Spacecraft Center. He recognized pre-launch the possibility of a leak in this port, and had already written out the procedures on what to do if it did develop in flight. As it turned out, those procedures did solve the problem. The leak has been stopped. The water has been chlorinated properly now, and the crew commented they wondered that if whether Captain James Cook, the skipper of the original Endeavor, had ever sprung a leak on his ship. They've mopped up the interior of the command module with towels that are now hanging in the tunnel, looking like someone's laundry, according to Dave Scott. We said goodnight to the crew and secured communications at 62 hours, 21 minutes, shortly after Dave Scott reported that the crew status was good, that they have taken no medication, that they've consumed all their meals on schedule, and that the cabin pressure was reading 5.7 pounds per square inch for the evening. He also gave readouts on their batteries and the reaction control system quantities, all of which are good. We have from the flight dynamics officer on the Maroon team, Bill Boone, some updates. On estimated predicted numbers during the next few maneuvers. This time it appears that mid-course correction number 4 will require a delta V, or change in velocity, of 4.1 feet per second. Be performed with the service module engine, the SPS. The burn duration will be 0.73 seconds. And the ignition time, 73 hours, 30 minutes, 59 seconds. The latest update on the lunar orbit insertion, ignition time, 78 hours, 31 minutes, 34 seconds. A delta V of 2,997.5 feet per second. Again, using the SPS. Duration of the burn, 6 minutes 41 seconds. The predicted lunar orbit resulting from that maneuver, an apolune of 169.5 nautical miles, perilune 58.3 nautical miles. Descent orbit insertion. Ignition time, 82 hours, 39 minutes, 48 seconds. Delta V, 207.6 feet per second. SPS engine. Duration of the burn, 23 seconds. Resulting orbit, 58.5 by 9.3 nautical miles. The predicted entrance into the lunar sphere of influence has moved up about 2 minutes. Now, 63 hours, 55 minutes, 20 seconds. And here's the latest update on the S-4B lunar impact. The time of impact, 79 hours, 24 minutes, 38 seconds. The coordinates, 1 degree, 7 minutes south, 11 degrees, 41 minutes west. Apollo 15, now 189,655 nautical miles from Earth. Velocity 2,950 feet per second. And at 63 hours, 21 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.